The Feast of Epiphany, Jesus' baptism, and the start of his public ministry is one of the 12 major feast days of the Orthodox calendar. It is often celebrated around the world with the blessing of rivers or lakes. And then young men dive to retrieve the cross, which was used to bless the waters and then thrown in. Here in the U.S., the most famous cross dive takes place in Tarpon Springs, Florida. With us today is the Dean of St. Nicholas Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Father James Roussakis, who will tell us more about this honored tradition. Welcome, Father James.
Thank you for having me on your program. I'm happy to be able to share with you this wonderful event of the city of Tarpon Springs, as well as the National Church here in America.
And we're happy to have you. Can you tell us when the first cross dive in Tarpon Springs took place?
Well, the first cross dive took place 113 years ago in 1903, and it's been going on ever since.
That's a long tradition.
It sure is.
And St. Nicholas, the cathedral itself, has a very long tradition, kind of leading the way here in America as well. Would you care to say something about that?
Well, the Cathedral of St. Nicholas in Tarpon Springs is the Mother Church of Florida. It had been the only church that was in Florida 113 years ago, and people would come from all over on the, and of course there were no highways at that time, and they would come all over to attend church at St. Nicholas. At that time it wasn't the cathedral, but it's St. Nicholas.
That's amazing, and I have friends in Florida, and I understand that this isn't just an event that draws a lot of Orthodox people, but really the whole town turns out for this event and a lot of your church events. What makes this particular church event so exciting that it draws hundreds of people?
Well, it's the fact that it is the Epiphany or the Theophany of Christ, and we do the outdoor event, which of course people are very much interested in seeing. The young men who will dive into the bayou to retrieve the cross. And it will draw people from all over the United States, Orthodox and non-Orthodox. It has a substantial tradition to it.
Yeah, and it's very beautiful. You have been in the Tarpon and Clearwater area for many years, and so you've witnessed many of these cross dives and participated and served at them. What is your favorite part of this event?
Well, this will be my 25th Epiphany. This is the third time that I'm serving as from the cathedral, because prior I had been at Holy Trinity in Clearwater. But my favorite part of it is when that young man comes out of the water holding that cross, so proud that he has retrieved the blessing of Christ.
Yes, that's a beautiful image that we can kind of carry over into our daily lives, of just that thirst for the cross and diving in after it.
And it takes them, I think, a while to digest the fact that they have retrieved it and that they are the one who receives that great blessing, although all the young men will receive a blessing, but he has that very special blessing of having retrieved the cross, having a gold cross put around his neck, and being treated like somebody really special for a while.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I know we're getting pretty close there, but maybe some of our listeners are going to decide last minute they really want to come. So what would they expect if they were going to attend?
Well, of course, we begin with the Orthros service, or the Matin service, at 8 o'clock in the morning, followed by the Hierarchical Divine Liturgy with His Eminence Archbishop Demetrius presiding, as well as Metropolitan Alexios of Atlanta. And this year we will also have His Grace Bishop Sevastianos with us, who is a former dean of the cathedral. After the liturgy is finished and the blessing of the water service in the cathedral proper, we then will process for about almost half a mile to the bayou, where the great event will take place, the reading of gospel about the Epiphany, the release of the white dove, the throwing of the cross, and the retrieval.
And this is, I mean, this is a big deal. I understand you have a police escort for the procession from the church, and the Coast Guard gets involved. This is a major event.
It is a major event. As I said, it's a major event not only of Tarpon Springs, but also of our National Greek Orthodox Church in America. It is broadcast throughout the world.
Wow. Now, traditionally, the cross retrieval can get a little aggressive and physical, so only young men dive for the cross. Are there any guidelines on who can and can't dive?
Okay. I'm sorry, absolutely there are guidelines. The young men must be between 16 and 18 years old. Even if they're 18 and in college, they still qualify. They must be active members of one of the Tampa Bay Greek Orthodox churches of the metropolis of Atlanta.
That way you kind of keep the field a little bit smaller, because it would get a little messy, I think, if you had people, you know, 16 to 18 year olds from all over the country.
Absolutely. We have 50-plus divers this year. We've had up to 70-plus divers. It all depends on the baby boom, age-wise. But they have to prepare. They have to prepare also. They just don't come and dive. There's preparations that are done. They need to write an essay about the Epiphany. There are three essays that are chosen out of all those essays to be acknowledged and awarded, and they do have to attend a seminar on the Epiphany.
Wow! So this is the young man who emerges with the cross has put in more effort than just the physical effort that we see on that day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not only do we know that they can swim and dive, but also that they have an understanding and a feeling for the Epiphany.
And young ladies aren't completely excluded from the celebration of the Epiphany. I understand one is chosen to release a dove during the ceremony. Does she go through a similar selection process that the young men do to be chosen to dive?
Well, the young lady that is chosen must be 16 years old or older, and an active member of the St. Nicholas Cathedral Choir. And they're the ones who are chosen, and I announced that on Christmas Eve at our first liturgy that we have. I announced the name of the dove bearer for the year.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So the event, the young men, they're all waiting in small rowboats for the moment when His Eminence throws the cross into the bayou. They swim, they get it, and what happens afterwards? Once one retrieves it and comes out, what then?
What happens is that when the young man retrieves the cross and brings it up out of the water, you see the camaraderie of all the divers coming to that young man and helping him get out of the water, carrying him on their shoulders to the archbishop. And at that point, the archbishop will read a blessing over him, congratulate the parents and whoever, and then make our way back to the cathedral, where he will receive the gold cross and another blessing being said.
Wonderful. And then that doesn't even end the festivities of the day. What happens then? I mean, there's a big party, right?
Well, following that event, then we have what we call the Glendy at the St. Nicholas Community Center, which is about a block away from the church proper, and we host everybody there for a wonderful event of meals, and there are our dancers perform, and of course, His Eminence and guests are all there in attendance. It's a wonderful event.
That sounds like quite the opportunity to attend that. Where could our listeners find more information should they want to attend?
Well, all they have to do is go to stnicholastarpinsprings.org, our website, and if they go to Our Faith on the website, they'll get all the information they need for this event.
Wonderful. Father James, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing with us about this beautiful celebration of the Feast of Epiphany in Tarpon Springs.
Well, thank you for having me, and again, I'm happy that we had the opportunity to share this information, and I invite you all to come. You'll enjoy it. It's a spiritual event, and it is a fellowship event.
All right. Thank you, Father James.